Now back to your stay-at-home doctor, Dr. Laura, on News Talk 760 WJR.
Dr. Laura here. If you'd like to pre-order Bad Childhood, Good Life and get a personalized autographed book plate as a holiday gift, go onto my website at drlaura.com for details. I'm Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Betsy, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Dr. Laura. I'm calling because I would like to know if I'm being too harsh with my kids, with my daughter who's going to be five. She's in swim lessons, and the first two swim lessons that she did phenomenally. She was swimming across the pool, and the teacher's really proud of her. And then all of a sudden, she just decided that playing on the steps is more fun.
Well, she's four.
Yes.
That's to be expected for a kid who's four.
Right.
You may have seen Olympic medals hanging around her neck, but that's not what a four-year-old sees.
Right. What I explained to her is that I need her to be pool safe.
That's the problem. You need her to be.
Right.
You already know she can swim. A four-year-old should not be anywhere near water without a parent or supervision anyway. See, most of these things I tend to, in my own mind, in my own life, I did, put them in parental responsibility.
And not have them in swim lessons?
Oh, yeah. You had her in swim lessons. You said she knows how to swim.
Yeah.
Well, then, that doesn't mean that a four-year-old has the good sense to do anything. That requires good sense. You're still supposed to supervise her.
Okay. So, I am pushing her too hard.
Well, go into the pool with her and play swimming. She doesn't have to take lessons. She already knows how to do it.
Okay.
So what I did with my kid, I would get into the pool, and I would throw the ball, and you go chase the ball, and it's all fun. You make it work, and kids turn off. But you get into the pool and play with her.
Good point.
All right?
Great.
That way you'll have fun with your kid. Instead of being frustrated that she's playing with the steps, she'll be playing with mommy. I'm Dr. Laura Schlesinger, my number, because they want to play at that age. You know, they're not little machines that you get them, water ready. What does that mean? If they hit their head on the side of the pool, they're not going to be water ready. If they get a little cramp, they get fearful, they're not going to be water ready. If they swallow a little too much water when they hit the water, they're not going to be water ready. That's our job. That's why all those things about stranger dangers and all of that, I have limited interest in them, some, but limited, because I think these are the things parents tell their kids, but mainly parents are supposed to be there watching over their kids. I just don't get that this is a surprise to anybody. You're supposed to actually interact with your kids, remember? I'm Dr. Laura Schlesinger, or else it's very annoying having them, because all they do is eat and make noise. I mean, if you're not really having fun and teaching and learning and bonding with them, then, you know, they're a drag. Don't miss out on all the fun part of having kids. Fun part is being in the pool, saying, swim to mama. And then picking them up and going, oh, mama's swimming, you're so pretty. That's what kids live for. Not swim across the damn pool or I'm going to punish you, you know. I'm Dr. Laura Schlesinger. My number, 1-800-DR-LAURA, 1-800-DR-LAURA. Sarah, welcome to...
I could use both feet equally well.
George Best played in the United States, I gather. I didn't know this until a few minutes ago, but he played for teams over here.
Oh, gosh, yes. Towards... The problem with George Best...
Joe Pizzorno has a chapter in there on gallbladder. Uh-huh. And it's excellent in terms of just the information that Dr. Ginn gave you. Your diet makes a difference. The fats in particular make a difference. Certain supplements can make a difference. And this is something certainly as Dr. Ginn ends the...
You take... Houses are getting too far. And I put in $250,000. I asked $3 million. And I'm not even getting what I bought the house for. That's dumb. That's nothing more than dumb.
Well, all right, but because I can only say the only thing dumb I can hear is that you put $2.5 million in it in the first.
Why is that? How do you, I'll put it to you. If I buy a house in New Orleans, and the house that I buy is at below sea level, and the house that I buy is below sea level next to a dike, and the house that I buy is below sea level next to a dike in an area known for hurricanes, or at least known for tropical storms and tropical depression, my home gets flooded,
as a result of the tropical storm, tropical depression, the fact that it's below sea level and near a dike, and the federal government comes and holds my hand. Now, why am I not getting the same consideration instead of being made to feel like I'm a jail punk? Like I'm supposed to sit there and go to the toilet with everybody looking and taking pictures.
Well, now, wait a minute, man. I mean, you're talking, you know.
Well, no, I asked this gentleman. He's an intelligent man. Why?
I think what you're comparing there is apples and oranges.
Oh, what do you mean apples and oranges? Here's a guy that buys a house in New Orleans, Louisiana, that is noted for its inclement weather. Now the government is holding this guy's hand. See?
Well, I think you'll find that most of the people that are getting their houses replaced in New Orleans are not people that can afford a house in San Diego and a $2.5 million house on the Gulf Coast.
Well, there's nothing FEMA regulation that says that you're supposed to be poor or, you know, that you can't own three houses. All it says is, you know, you're allowed, when an area is declared a national, disaster area, an emergency area, the federal relief is to come your way.
Okay, well, is Mobile, Alabama declared an emergency area?
No, it's not yet, but I am saying to you that this is a disaster for me, and I think that the government should give me all the consideration they give to some guy down in Louisiana in a shotgun house who bought that house knowing that he was buying it in a town that was below sea level, for God's sake. See, Chuck is listening to me, and he's beginning to understand what I'm saying. And he's beginning to, you're beginning to agree with me, I can tell, because you can hear the wheels spinning in your head. It's not right.
I'm just trying to find a man. To draw the line is different. I have an investment home. I have a little house, nothing near what you've built.
Well, where's your home?
We're in Illinois. I have a house.
You get tornadoes in that area, don't you?
We're in Twister. We're not in Tornado Alley, but we get twisters around here.
All right.
I have a house, and my problem is not a hurricane.
If
it's an earthquake.
You got
earthquake closures, and we had a drought this year.
You take it as a shorts from a tornado. Meanwhile, I got, down at Aunt B down the road, she gets her house replaced because a tornado ripped the thing to hell and back. You got investment property. The same thing happens to you. Well, let's say you can't sell it, even though you're in Tornado Alley. Nobody wants to buy your house. Why? Because it's in Tornado Alley. You're taking it in.
Kentuckiana Money Update throughout the day. WHAN.
It's 12:30. Good morning. I'm Karen Russell, News Radio 84 WHAS. A cleric at a major Sunni mosque in Iraq is calling for unity between Iraq's rival Muslim communities one day after 30 people were killed in a suicide bombing south of Baghdad. The imam condemned the attack and said the targeting of innocent civilians could not be accepted. Yesterday's bombing appeared to be part of a pattern of reprisal attacks between minority Sunnis and majority Shiites. According to the United Nations, some 90 million girls are being excluded from primary schools around the world. The UN report says the girls face outdated stereotypes defining a female's place as in the home and social pressures for early marriage. Japan says it successfully landed a space probe on an asteroid orbiting between Earth and Mars. It's touched the surface, collected some powder, and taken off again. Hopefully, the probe will bring its samples back to Earth in June of 2007. The Way Through Storm Center forecast for this overnight, clear with steady or slowly rising temperatures. We've already hit the low of 27. Tomorrow, increasing clouds, much warmer than today with an afternoon high of 56. We are at 27 degrees. I'm Karen Russell, News Radio 84, WHAS.
You're sick and tired of watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year, and you're ready to do something about your poor vision. Repeat after me.
What's going on, Jason?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up?
Hey, we got a light on the head with what's going on here in Kansas City. You guys need to call Nick up and let him know to get the call to Larry. Let him do his thing out there. He did a hell of a job last week.
And he is.
And if he just set him up, it seems like with Mark Gonzalez, he's not in his peak, but he's certainly a very good tight end. If you just hammered Larry Johnson like 27 times a game, that play action looks devastating all of a sudden.
Ask Dallas Clark.
Here's the thing: we gotta get.
While he was evacuated, he was considering moving the business to another city, but he said he is delighted he doesn't have to. Audubon Zoo reopened today. Thousands of people, many of them in tears, streamed into the zoo on its first day back since it was closed by the hurricane. spokeswoman Lamecca Lee says the animals are used to seeing people, and she thinks they're a little lovely, too.
You know, having people walk through the zoo is part of the animal's everyday experience. So they're kind of displaced as well, because there aren't people walking through the zoo every day.
WWL 870 AM Sports. Third-ranked LSU has earned a shot at Georgia in the Southeastern Conference Championship game with a 19-0 over Arkansas today. It was the Tiger defense that sealed the game for LSU. Arkansas' last-ditch attempt at the win ended.
In White Plains, John Metaxas, WPBS 880 News.
This woman in Newington, Connecticut says shopping on Black Friday is almost automatic.
It's an addiction. It really has nothing to do with the product. It's the process that we're out here for.
One industry analyst says consumer electronics were the big draw, including MP3 players, laptop computers, and even pricey flat-screen TVs. But Terry Lundgren, chairman of Federated Department Stores, which owns Macy's, says hot items included cashmere sweaters, down comforters, and scarves.
The silent assessment starts with a heart by Bose Quiet Comfort 2 acoustic noise canceling headphones. Leave the noise behind. So try them. Call 800-845-2673.
He's quirky, yet refreshing. And he's your wake-up call every Saturday morning. Join Jake Hartford Saturdays from 5 till 8 a.m. on News Talking 90 WLS.
For Deb, you can hear my show noon to three every Sunday. I wanted to mention, and before we hear the C-SPAN host bust shrill liberal Bill Press, I did want to mention that you should make a note that you can join my friend Eileen Byrne for the grand opening of the National Tire and Battery Store in New Lenox on December 3rd from 1 to 3 p.m. That's a Saturday. And while you're there, you can take advantage of big discounts on oil changes and tires and ask for details on free brake inspections and tire rotations. And this is very cool. I actually have one of these, and you're going to need this. The first 50 people that stop by get a WLS ice scraper. And it's very sturdy, very high-quality ice scraper. So get out there December 3rd, 1 to 3 p.m. All of this is happening during the National Tire and Battery New Lenox Grand Opening Sale event. It is brought to you by MTB and 890 AM WLS. So get out there. All right, so before the break, we heard Bill Press. First of all, like all liberals, talking about how rich he is. He's one of the 1% who got the tax cut. And then he said he didn't create any jobs with his money, which, as I said, means he purchased nothing. He went to no restaurants. He doesn't employ any people to help him, attorneys, accountants, cleaning people. He obviously, I guess, does nothing with his money, does not spend one penny, so he creates no jobs. And then he goes on to quote St. Matthew to justify his position on tax cuts. So he says, I'm one of the 1%. He says, we need to get back to taking care of the poor and not just pampering the yacht owners in Miami, to which the C-SPAN host, Connie Doble, said this.
Your biography says you have two homes?
Yes.
One in Washington, one in California? I follow that up from what you just said.
Yeah, I mean, I've been very lucky. I wasn't born wealthy, but it's actually just the opposite. You know, my dad had a gas station in Delaware City, Delaware, and I pumped gas for him, and he worked as a small entrepreneur all his life. But I've been lucky to have some good jobs, and we're comfortable. We're not wealthy, but we're comfortable. We have a house in California and a house in Washington, D.C. And I said, take my tax cut and give it to somebody who deserves it. I think the middle class deserves the tax cuts, not the wealthiest people like me or Pat Buchanan or Ted Koppel or Brian Lamb.
Do as I say, not as I do. 312-591-8900. Brian, you have number two loaded up yet. We're going to need two, three, and four.
From the far horizons of the unknown come transcribed tales of new dimensions in time and space. These are stories of the future. Adventures in which you'll live in a million could-be years on a thousand maybe worlds. The National Broadcasting Company, in cooperation with Galaxy Science Fiction Magazine, presents...
X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-X-
Tonight, the Murray Leinster story, If You Was a Mocklin.
QED, middays on AM 920, CKNX.
7 years old and my radio flyer, and it beeps out around my neck. Stop and Billy said I was a liar, and now I'm scared half to death.
Yao Ming, 4 for 13 from the field, only 15 points in the loss. Others.
But the conventional foul theory, the way that this functions is that the iron core magnetizes itself to the pole, and then when it hardens, it stays in that magnetism, and then we find it, and so we see the polar shifts, and I'm wondering exactly how polar shifts work in a hollow earth theory, and how magnetism essentially works in a hollow earth theory, and I'll listen off the air.
We're not actually sure exactly what's happening with the dynamo theory, and there's a number of different areas of it. And they're trying to explain the magnetism effectively with this theory, but they're having problems with it.
Now stop! Hold me. You don't think you're going to treat me right. Get out to tease and not to please. You don't know what you're doing when you're messing with me. Now stop. Cut it out. If you don't know what love's about. Now stop. Telling me lies is the thing to say. It's gonna make me cry. I don't go for bad, cause it makes me so mad to walk around blue when I should be glad. Now stop. Now stop. Cut it out. If you don't know what love's about. If you say that I'm your lover, honey, I'll treat you fine. But if you play one right after the other, honey, I'll draw the line. Now stop. You don't mean to play this game like a king and a queen. A joker ain't real. I throw my hand in for a brand new deal. Now stop.